seminar.
Tento seminár nie je môj seminár.
This is a seminar of Bhakti Vigyan Swami.
To je seminár Bhakti Vigyan Swami.
Do any of you know Bhakti Vigyan Swami?
Anything to do with Bhakti Vigyan Swami?
He's from Russia.
On je z Ruska.
He has a PhD in biochemistry.
A má PhD v biochemii.
He's a great Sanskrit scholar.
A je veľký učenec sanskritu.
And a very deep devotee.
A je veľmi hlboký oddaný.
So a few years ago in Radadesh in Belgium,
a pred pár rokmi na Radadeši v Belgicku,
he gave a 5-day seminar on liberation through sound.
Dal 5-denný seminár o oslobodení cez zvuk.
So I asked him if I could also develop this and teach it.
A ja som sa spýtala, či by som tiež to mohla rozvinúť a učiť to ďalej.
And he gave me all of his notes.
A on mi dal všetky svoje poznámky.
A third of them were in Russian.
Tretina z nich bola v ruštine.
So I took, he covered many topics.
A on samozrejme pokryl veľa tém.
I took the main topic.
Ja som zobrala tú hlavnú tému.
And condensed it down to about an hour and a half.
A trošku som to tak stlačila, skondenzovala do tej hodiny, hodiny a pol.
Since then I taught this maybe 6 times.
A odvtedy som to vyučovala asi 6 krát.
And I find that it's one of the most exciting seminars that I teach.
A zistila som, že je to jeden z najúžasnejších seminárov, ktoré učím.
A those of you who understand English,
a tí, ktorí chápete, viete po anglicky,
and if you have access to the internet,
a dokonca máte aj prístup k internetu.
On the site called iskcon.com.
A na stránke, ktorá sa nazýva iskcon.com.
You can listen to all of Maharaj's seminars on this topic.
A môžete si vypočuť všetky Maharajove semináre ohľadne tejto témy.
If you go under the education audio section.
Ak pôjdete na do oblasti vzdelávanie audio sekcia.
And I'm sure someplace he teaches it in Russian too.
A som si istý, že na niektorých miestach on dáva tieto lekcie v ruštine.
But I don't think he teaches it in Slovakian or Czech.
Ale nemyslím si, že dáva lekcie v slovenčine alebo češtine.
So we're going to be examining how we got here and how we can get out.
Budeme rozoberať, ako sme sa sem dostali a ako sa môžeme odtiaľto dostať späť.
Maybe do we have a pen for this board? Can I use this board?
Máme fixu? No.
And something to erase it with.
A ešte niečo, s čím by sa to dalo smazať?
It's alright if I just use this board?
Je to v poriadku?
Is that okay?
Yes, 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 of course. No problem.
So, have any of you ever used a global? Oh, you want? Have any of you ever used in a car something called a GPS or a global positioning system?
Yes.
Niekedy použil navigáciu v aute, ktorá sa nazýva GPS?
Have any? Or you been in a car where somebody was using it?
Alebo ste boli v aute, kde to niekto používal?
Who has some experience with it?
To už má s tým nejakú skúsenosť.
Okay. So many years ago,
pred pár rokmi,
my father got one when they were first came out.
Môj otec si jedno kúpil, keď boli úplne najnovšie.
You could turn it to have a male voice or a female voice.
A mohli ste si to nastaviť, či tam bude mužský alebo ženský hlas.
So they gave it a female voice.
A oni tam dali ženský hlas.
They gave it a name also.
A taktiež ho pomenovali.
They called it Rosie.
Pomenovali ho Rosie.
So, you know, with these devices, it has a map of the area.
Samozrejme, tieto zariadenia majú mapu oblasti.
And you punch in where you want to go.
A vy si určite kam chcete ísť.
And then when you're driving,
a
little voice comes out.
Tak sa ozve tento hlasok.
In 500 meters, prepare to turn right.
Pripravte sa, že o 500 metrov musíte zabočiť vpravo.
Turn right soon.
Zabočte vpravo, skoro.
Turn right now.
Zabočte vpravo teraz.
And then when you get there, it says, you have reached your destination.
A keď sa tam dostanete, tak vám to povie práve, teraz ste dosiahli svoj cieľ.
Now, if you don't listen to Rosie,
samozrejme, ak nepočúvate Rosie,
you decide you want to go a different way.
a rozhodnete sa, že pôjdete inou cestou.
It recalculates your position.
Tak ono to prekalkuluje vašu pozíciu.
And then it gives you new directions for where you are.
A dá vám to nový smer z miesta, kde ste.
And it never chastises you.
A nikdy vás to nenapomenie.
It never says, I told you to turn right.
Ja som ti hovorila, máš tam zabočiť.
It just gives you new directions.
Dá vám to len nový smer.
And then you can punch in your home address.
A môžete tam zadať aj svoju domácu adresu.
And some of them are even voice activated.
A niektoré sú dokonca aj aktivované na hlas.
So after you're at your destination.
Takže keď ste už na svojej v svojom cieli.
Then you want to go back home.
Chcete ísť naspäť domov.
You just say, Rosie, home.
Tak poviete, Rosie, chcem domov.
And it gives you directions to go back.
A ono vás to navedie, ako ísť naspäť.
So that's what we're going to do today.
To budeme dnes robiť.
We're going to find out how we got here.
Zistíme, ako sme sa sem dostali.
And then we're going to figure out how to get back.
A taktiež zistíme, ako sa dostať späť. Right?
Or sometimes you get directions on the internet.
Niekedy získate pokyny na internete.
Right? Gives you, tells you where to go.
Ukáže vám, kam máte ísť.
And then you can also click in reverse directions.
A taktiež môžete kliknúť na opačný smer.
You're familiar with this?
Poznáte to.
Tells you how to. So we're going to be drawing from a lot of the Bhagavatam.
Takže budeme brať úryvky z veľkej časti Bhagavatamu.
And a number of other sources.
A taktiež aj z iných zdrojov.
Now it so happened I ended up talking about this morning also.
Taktiež sa to tak stalo, že som o tom rozprávala aj dnes ráno.
So Lalita Gopi thought, I might as well do this seminar today.
Tak moja mysl mi povedala, že dnes spravíme tento seminár.
Since it was related to what I talked about this morning.
Keďže sa to vzťahovalo na to, o čom som ráno hovorila.
Okay, first we're going to read from Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 26th verse, 26th chapter, 32nd verse.
A najskôr budeme čítať zo Šrimad Bhagavatamu a 3. spevu 26. kapitoly 32. verša.
And this is from the teachings of Lord Kapiladeva.
A to je učenie pána Kapiladeva.
Which of course is Sankhya philosophy.
Čo je samozrejme Sankhya filozofia.
Which is what was referred to this morning.
O čom sme hovorili dnes ráno.
How does the material world work?
She needs a book.
No. Okay. She'd have to have lots of books. So, we'll work it out. Yes. Okay. So the translation is, I'll first read the translation, then I'll give it to you. Okay. When egoism and ignorance is agitated by the sex energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the subtle element sound is manifested, and from sound comes the ethereal sky and the sense of hearing. So just the translation.
Keď egoizmus v nevedomosti je vzrušený sexuálnou energiou najvyššej osobnosti božstva, a jednohmotný element zvuk sa vtedy manifestuje a z tohto zvuku vznikne eterická obloha a taktiež zmysel pre načúvanie.
Okay, I'm just going to read part of the purport.
Takže budem čítať čas významu.
So I'm just going to read the part that I've highlighted in yellow. It is stated also in the Vedanta Sutra that sound is the origin of all objects of material possession, and that by sound one can also dissolve this material existence. Anavritti Shabdat means liberation by sound. The entire material manifestation began from sound, and sound can also end material entanglement if it has a particular potency. The particular sound capable of doing this is the transcendental vibration Hare Krishna. Our entanglement in material affairs has begun from material sound. Now we must purify that sound in spiritual understanding.
A taktiež vo Vedanta Sutre je uvedené, že zvuk je pôvod všetkých vecí hmotného vlastníctva a že zvukom môžeme odísť z tejto hmotnej existencie. Anavritti Shabdaha znamená oslobodenie zvukom. Celá hmotná manifestácia začala zo zvuku a zvuk taktiež môže ukončiť hmotné zapletenie a to je jeho zvláštna moc. Tento konkrétny zvuk je schopný, ktorý je toto schopný spraviť, je transcendentálna vibrácia Hare Krishna. A naše zapletenie v hmotnom svete začalo z hmotného zvuku. Teraz musíme očistiť tento zvuk v duchovnom pochopení.
Okay, we're going to jump for a minute to another verse.
A teraz na chvíľočku preskočíme na iný verš.
Then we'll come back to this purpose.
A potom sa znova vrátime k tomuto významu.
We're going to go now to the 11th canto.
Teraz pôjdeme do 11. spevu.
This is the 12th chapter, 17th verse.
Je to 12. kapitola, 17. verš.
Now in this section of the 11th canto, Krishna is speaking to Uddhava in a similar way to which he spoke to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita.
A v tejto časti 11. spevu Krishna hovorí s Uddhavom podobným spôsobom, ako hovoril s Arjunom v Bhagavad Gita.
He's been explaining so many different systems of knowledge and transcendence.
Vysvetľuje toľko rôznych systémov poznania a transcendencie.
A whole list of different spiritual and material processes.
A celý zoznam rôznych duchovných a hmotných procesov.
Then Uddhava is asking the Lord.
Potom sa Uddhava pýta pána.
What do I do?
A čo mám robiť?
What am I supposed to follow?
Čo mám ja nasledovať?
What's the best process for me?
Ktorý z tých procesov je najlepší pre mňa?
He's just heard this whole long description.
Je to veľmi dlhý opis.
And you can imagine he's practically begging the Lord.
A môžete si predstaviť, že on v skutočnosti prosí pána.
Please tell me, what is best for me?
Prosím, povedz mi, čo je pre mňa najlepšie.
You ever feel like that?
Niekedy sa tak cítite aj vy?
I was speaking to one devotee the other day and saying that we suffer when we don't think we have enough choices.
Ja som sa rozprávala s jedným oddaným a on povedal, že trpíme, keď si myslíme, že nemáme dosť možností na výber.
He says, I have too many choices.
On povedal, ja mám príliš veľa možností výberu.
And sometimes we feel like that.
A niekedy máme takýto istý pocit.
Lord, just tell me what to do.
A Pane, ale mi povedz, čo mám robiť.
So Uddhava is begging like that.
A takto aj prosí Uddhava.
So then Krishna speaks this verse.
A keď Krishna hovorí tento verš,
and after you hear this verse,
a potom ako počujete tento verš,
then everything should be clear.
Tak všetko už by malo byť jasné.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Uddhava, the Supreme Lord gives life to every living being and is situated within the heart along with the life air and primal sound vibration. The Lord can be perceived in his subtle form within the heart by one's mind, since the Lord controls the minds of everyone, even great demigods like Lord Shiva. The Supreme Lord also assumes a gross form as the various sounds of the Vedas, composed of short and long vowels and consonants of different intonations. So just read the whole.
Najvyššia osobnosť božstva rieka, môj drahý Uddhava, najvyšší pán dáva život každej živej bytosti a je situovaný v srdci, taktiež so životným vzduchom a prvotnou zvukovou vibráciou. Pána môžeme vnímať jeho jemnom hmotnej forme a v našom srdcu, v srdci a mysli, keďže pán kontroluje mysel každého, dokonca aj veľkých polobohov ako pán Šiva. Najvyšší pán preto hovorí, že hrubá forma rôznych zvukov vo vedách, ktorá sa skladá z krátkých a dlhých slabých, má taktiež rôzne intonácie.
Okay, so now you know what you need to do.
A teraz viete, čo máte robiť?
It's clear?
Je to jasné?
Okay, we'll read a little bit from the purport.
Takže si prečítame trošku aj z významu.
Uddhava was, this is from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura's purport.
Toto je z významu Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura.
Uddhava was bewildered and doubtful because Lord Krishna explained many different processes such as devotional service, speculative knowledge, renunciation, mystic yoga, austerities, pious duties, and so on. Just that yellow up there.
A Uddhava bol zmetený a mal pochyby, pretože pán Krishna mu vysvetlil veľa rôznych procesov, ako je oddaná služba, špekulatívne poznanie, odriekanie, mystická yoga, askéza, zbožné povinnosti a tak ďalej.
Lord, now this is Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura's explanation of what Krishna is saying.
Takže toto je vysvetlenie Vishwanatha Vishwana ta Chakravati Thakura, čo Krishna hovorí.
Should I speak more slowly?
Little.
Okay. If you can't follow me, just yell, hit me on the head or something. Lord, I think we'll do one sentence by sentence here. Lord Krishna became manifest from the mouth of Lord Brahma in the form of the Vedas.
Pan Krishna sa manifestoval z úst pána Brahmy vo forme Ved.
The word Vivara Parasuti in this verse also indicates that the Lord is manifest within the Adharadi chakra situated within the body of Lord Brahma.
A slovo Vivara Parasuti v tomto verši taktiež indikuje, že pán sa manifestuje v Adharadi chakrách, a ktoré sú situované v tele pána Brahmu.
The word Goshena means subtle sound, and Guhyam Pravishta also indicates that Lord Krishna enters within the Adhara chakra.
Slovo Goshena znamená jemnohmotný zvuk a Guhyam Pravishta taktiež indikuje, že pán Krishna vstupuje do Adhara chakry.
The Lord can further be perceived within the other chakras, such as the Manipuraka chakra located around the navel and the Vishuddhi chakra.
Pán taktiež môže byť vnímaný v iných čakrách, ako je napríklad Manipuraka čakra, ktorá sa nachádza okolo pupka a Vishuddhi čakra.
Okay, now we're going to go that back to that purport from the third canto.
A teraz sa vrátime k tomu významu z tretieho spevu.
From sound the ether became manifested, and that the air became manifested from ether. How the ethereal sky comes from sound, and how the air comes from sky, and how fire comes from the air will be explained later on. Sound is the cause of the sky.
Zo zvuku sa manifestuje éter a vzduch sa je manifestovaný éterom. Ako eterická obloha sa tvorí na zvuk, ako sa vzduch ako vzduch prichádza z oblohy a ako oheň prichádza zo vzduchu, a nám bude vysvetlené neskôr. Zvuk je príčina oblohy.
And so this is describing how the whole material world is created.
A toto opisuje, ako je celý hmotný svet vytvorený.
And we have two similar descriptions.
Máme dva veľmi podobné opisy.
One is that sound creates ether.
A jeden je, že zvuk vytvára éter.
From which comes touch and then air.
A z čoho vzniká dotyk a potom vzduch.
From which comes form and then fire.
A z čoho vzniká forma, podoba a potom oheň.
From which comes taste and then water.
A z čoho vzniká chuť a potom voda.
From which comes smell and then earth.
A z čoho vzniká čuch,
vôňa
a zem.
Now, when we say earth, water, fire, air, ether,
keď povieme zem, éter, voda, vzduch, fire, oheň,
air, ether. This is, when we say that these are the elements of the world,
keď povieme, že toto sú tie prvky sveta,
this is a different way of describing elements than the modern idea of iron and gold.
Tak toto je iný spôsob opisu ako tá moderná idea železa a zlata,
which is determined by the number of electrons.
Ktorá vysvetľuje, že určí sa to podľa počtu elektronov.
What this system means is solids, liquids, gases.
A tento systém hovorí, je to buď tuhé, kvapalné alebo plynné.
Temperature which transforms one to the other.
A teplota transferuje jeden z jedného skupenstva na druhé.
And space in which everything takes place.
A taktiež máme priestor, v ktorom sa to všetko odohráva.
So the idea is that all of the elements in this world were originally created by sound.
Takže ten bod je v tom, že všetko v tomto svete bolo pôvodne vytvorené zvukom.
And as we were discussing this morning,
a tak ako sme už o tom diskutovali dnes ráno,
even according to modern science,
dokonca aj podľa modernej vedy,
a matter is always moving.
A hmota sa neustále hýbe.
In the atomic level, the electrons are always moving.
A na atomickej úrovni sa elektróny neustále pohybujú.
Everything is vibrating.
Všetko vibruje.
There is not really anything that's completely solid.
a v podstate neexistuje nič, čo by bolo úplne úplne pevné.
Although it appears like that to us.
Aj keď sa nám to tak zdá.
Now there's this other description of the creation through Lord Brahma.
A samozrejme je to aj iný popis stvorenia podľa pána Brahmu.
Which has to do with four levels of speech.
A ktorý sa vzťahuje na štyri druhy reči.
So here it is said in the 11th canto that Krishna enters into Lord Brahma with the life air and the primal sound vibration.
A tu v 11. speve je hovorené, že pán vstupuje do pána Brahmu cez životný vzduch a počiatočnú zvukovú vibráciu.
So this is the basic energy prana.
A toto je tá základná energia prana.
That's impregnated with what's called here either goshena or nada.
Ktorá je oplodnená a to, čo je tu nazývané ako goshena alebo nada.
And this enters into the root chakra.
A toto vstupuje do tej koreňovej čakry.
Of Lord Brahma.
Pána Brahmu.
It's called the Muladhara.
A ona sa nazýva Muladhara.
This original sound is called Paravak.
Tento pôvodný zvuk sa nazýva Paravak.
And I'll be giving you a little chart that will explain this also.
A čo skoro vám dám takú malú tabuľku, ktorá vám všetko toto vysvetlí.
And as this sound goes up the chakra system of Lord Brahma,
a tak ako tento zvuk postupuje nahor čakrami pána Brahmu,
it manifests in a more and more gross form.
Tak sa manifestuje v hrubšej a hrubšej podobe.
In the Manipur chakra, it manifests as Pasyantivak.
A v Manipur chakre sa manifestuje ako Pasyantivak.
Does anyone know what Pasyanti means?
A niekto vie, čo znamená Pasyanti?
We sing this every morning. Pasyanti, panti, kalayanti, chiranti, ganti.
Každé ráno to spievame.
This is an important Sanskrit word.
Je to dôležité sanskrit.
It means to be able to see.
Znamená to byť schopný vidieť.
So just remember that.
Takže si to pamätajte.
We'll get back to that.
My sa k tomu ešte vrátime.
Can you hold on to that one?
Môžete si to udržať.
Okay. Pasyanti means what?
Znamená pasyanti?
Able to see.
To see.
Schopný vidieť.
Okay, from there it goes up to the Vishuddhi chakra.
Odtiaľ ide nahor do Vishuddhi chakry.
As what's called Madhyama Vak.
A to sa nazýva Madhyama.
Madhyama means what?
Madhyama, čo to znamená?
We have Kanista Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari. We have, yes! Yes, you have to translate what he says. He says it in English.
In the middle, v strede.
A v strede.
Your job is harder than my job. Your job is harder than my job. If you lose your mental alertness for a moment, then everybody is lost. Yes. So, and then out of the mouth, as Vaikari Vak.
Vychádza ako Vaikari Vak.
So there's a funny story.
A je taký zábavný príbeh.
And let's see, where is it exactly? It's in the Satapata Brahmana.
Je to v Satapata Brahmana.
That originally there were these four kinds of speech.
Že pôvodne existujú tieto štyri druhy reči.
Paravak, Pasyantivak, Madhyamavak, Vaikarivak. But that one day Indra became angry.
Ale jedného dňa, že existujú tieto štyri druhy reči, ale jedného dňa sa Indra nahneval.
I'm not going to tell the story now.
A ja nebudem teraz rozprávať celý ten príbeh.
Because when you have a translated class, it takes twice as long to say the same thing.
Pretože keď ste v lekcii, ktorá sa prekladá, tak samozrejme to trvá dvakrát toľko, ako keď to iba rozprávam.
So I have to cut out something.
Takže niektoré veci musím vystrihnúť.
Or we'll all be here till 10 o'clock at night.
Alebo tu budeme do 10. večer.
But anyway, he became angry.
Takže on sa nahneval.
He said, you will only hear one of the four kinds of speech.
A povedal, že bude načúvať iba jednému z týchto štyroch druhov reči.
So the only kind of speech we hear,
tá jediná reč, ktorú načúvame,
from other people,
od ostatných ľudí,
is Vaikari Vak.
Je Vaikari Vak.
Then in the Vishnu Purana it says,
potom vo Vishnu Purane sa hovorí,
with these sounds Brahma then enters the cosmos. I'll read the whole thing then. Mm-hmm. With these sounds, Brahma then enters the cosmos by reciting the words of the Vedas in the beginning. Lord Brahma created the names and forms of the material elements, the rituals, the devas, and all other living entities.
Takže po Vishnu Puráne sa hovorí, a týmito zvukmi Brahma potom tvorí vesmír. Tým, že recituje slova z ved, na začiatku pán Brahma vytvoril mena a formy hmotných prvkov, rituály, dévov a ďalšie živé bytosti.
So the Lord himself entered the chakras of Lord Brahma as sound.
Takže pán sám vstúpil do čakier pána Brahmu ako zvuk.
Along with prana.
Taktiež spolu so s pránou.
And as the sound became more and more gross,
a tak ako ten zvuk sa stával hrubším,
from Paravak to Pasyantivak to Madhyamavak to Vaikarivak, it came out of the mouth of Brahma as Vaikarivak.
A keď tam vstupoval cez Paravak, Pasyantivak, Madhyamavak a
Vaikarivak,
tak vyšiel ako Vaikarivak.
And from there, Lord Brahma spoke words that indicated each kind of form.
A pán Brahma začal hovoriť slova, ktoré indikovali každý druh formy.
And then those forms came from his words.
A tieto formy boli stvorené z jeho slov.
Now, of course, that's not true in the languages that we use now.
Samozrejme, neplatí to v tom jazyku, ktorý teraz používame.
I can't look at this plant and say flower and flower grows on it.
A ja nemôžem pozrieť na to rastlinu a povedať kvetina a zrazu a na nej vykvitne kvetina.
First of all, the English or the Slovak word flower is different from the actual flower.
Už úplne na začiatku musíme povedať, že anglické slovo kvetina a slovenské slovo kvetina sú úplne iné.
And second of all, I don't have the power of Lord Brahma.
A druhá vec, že nemám silu pána Brahmu.
So Lord Brahma, by using these sounds, he creates the universe.
Pán Brahma tým, že používa tieto zvuky, tvorí vesmír.
But we are like little Brahmas.
Ale my sme ako takí malí Brahmovia.
We also create our own little universe.
My si taktiež tvoríme náš vlastný malý vesmír.
Maybe it's just a cupboard in the Brahmacharya ashram.
Možno je to len skriňa v Brahmacharya ashrame.
Or if you're a grihastha, maybe it's your little flat.
Alebo možno ak si grihastha, tak je to váš malý bytík.
If you're the mayor of a town, maybe it's your city.
Ak ste prednostom mesta, tak je to možno vaše mesto.
But we each have our little world.
Ale každý z nás má svoj malý svet.
And we look at it and say, this is good.
My sa na to pozrieme a hovoríme, tak toto je dobré.
I have my tilak where I want it.
Mám svoj tilak tam, kde chcem.
My dhotis are folded just so.
Moje dhoti je presne naskladané, ako má byť.
I have this picture, my guru in the right place.
A na správnom mieste mám obrázok svojho gurua.
This is my little universe.
To je môj malý vesmír.
So this starts with the cry of the soul.
A toto začína s tým nárekom duše.
This is on the level of Paravak.
A toto je na úrovni Paravak.
Para means other or transcendent.
Para znamená iný alebo transcendentálny.
So first, the soul is very, very powerful.
Takže duša je veľmi mocná.
Actually, we have in a small degree almost the same powers as God.
A v skutočnosti máme takmer takú istú silu ako Boh.
We are a little piece of God.
My sme malý kúštik Boha.
We are very, very powerful beings.
A my sme veľmi mocné bytosti.
In our original state we can go wherever we like.
A v našom pôvodnom stave môžeme ísť kamkoľvek kam chceme.
We can get whatever we desire.
Môžeme dostať čokoľvek chceme.
We can take whatever forms we like.
Môžeme prijať takú podobu, ako chceme.
Even the demigods can do that.
Dokonca aj polobohovia toto vedia robiť.
But to speak of the liberated souls.
A čo hovoriť o oslobodených dušiach?
So as a soul we had a cry, I want to enjoy.
A ako duša sme začali nariekať, ja si chcem užívať.
I want to be the Lord.
Ja chcem byť pán.
This cry of the soul, it started our material creation.
A tento nárek duše začal našu hmotnú naše hmotné tvorenie.
So just a general desire to be the Lord.
Takže len to tá všeobecná túžba, že chceme byť pánom.
Is not very useful.
Tak tá nám veľmi nepomáha.
Just like a child, I want to be an adult.
Tak ako dieťa, chcem byť dospelým.
And what will you do as an adult?
No, čo budeš robiť, keď budeš dospelým?
So who here knows anything about management?
Kto z vás tu vie niečo o manažmente?
I hope you do.
A ja dúfam, že ty vieš.
You're supposed to.
Mal by si.
Does anybody here know anything about management?
Niekto tu vie niečo o manažmente?
There is one.
Something.
There is one.
You know something.
Niečo vieš.
My wife is better manager.
So when you're going to start some organization or some business or some project,
takže ak chcete začať s nejakou organizáciou, s nejakým podnikom alebo projektom,
what do you need to have first?
Čo najskôr musíte mať?
An idea, yes, an idea.
Nejaký nápad, myšlienku.
I don't know if you use the same term here, but in America we call it your vision.
Neviem, či používate taký istý pojem, ale v Amerike to nazývame vízia.
Do you use that term also?
Používate taktiež?
Similar.
Yeah. So does this temple have a vision statement?
Takže či tento chrám má víziu?
Yes.
It does. What is it?
Development about some in some fields of activity.
Takže to rozvoj určitých oblastí činnosti.
Not like this?
Not good.
Bring all the people.
Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita that dissatisfaction is due to a want of an ultimate goal. Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita that dissatisfaction is due to want of an ultimate goal.
A Prabhupada hovorí, že naše neuspokojenie je kvôli tomu, že nemáme cieľ.
So generally the suggestion is in management.
Takže ten návrh je v manažmente.
That you have a very clear vision statement.
Že máš veľmi jasnú víziu.
And everyone in the organization,
každý v tej organizácii,
should be able to repeat the vision statement.
By mal byť schopný túto víziu zopakovať.
It should be everyone's consciousness.
Malo by to byť vedomie každého.
What are we doing?
Čo tu robíme?
Why do you have this program?
Na čo máme túto budovu?
What are we here for?
Na čo sme tu?
Oh, for something.
Z nejakého dôvodu.
To develop something.
Aby sme niečo rozvili.
So when people know where they're going,
ale keď ľudia vedia, kam idú,
they're much more satisfied.
Potom sú spokojnejší.
In North America now, the GBC is really working in this way.
V Severnej Amerike GBC takýmto spôsobom pracuje.
And it's been very exciting.
A je to veľmi vzrušujúce.
This is a very side topic.
Je to teraz téma úplne z cesty.
But I was thinking about this in regard to book distribution.
Ale ja som na tým rozmýšľala v tej spojitosti k rozdávaní kníh.
Is it right if I get off the topic for a minute?
A je to v poriadku, ak trošku odbočím od témy?
I was thinking about how when I used to, because I myself had a young child.
A ja som rozmýšľala nad tým, pretože sama som mala malé dieťa.
So I was often asked to watch other children of other ladies.
Takže veľmi často ma požiadali, aby som dozerala aj na deti iných žien.
And I was told, you're watching these children so the mothers can do important service.
A hovorili mi, dozeraj na tieto deti, pretože ich matky robia dôležitú službu.
So I didn't like that very much.
Ale mi to veľmi nepáčilo.
I felt like I'm doing something worthless so everybody else can do something that's worthwhile.
Ja som sa cítila, že robím niečo bezcenné, aby všetci ostatní mohli niečo robiť také významné.
All of us have an innate need to want to do something that's meaningful.
A každý z nás má vnútornú potrebu robiť niečo, čo dáva zmysel.
None of us will be satisfied if we're doing something that we think is meaningless.
A nikto z nás nemôže byť spokojný, keď si myslí, že robí niečo, čo nemá žiadny zmysel.
So I was not very happy.
Takže som nebola veľmi šťastná.
And I thought, oh, I hope I can stop doing this service.
Tak ja som rozmýšľala, dúfam, že môžem prestať s touto službou.
So some years later, I met a devotee named Jyotirmayi.
A o pár rokov som stretla oddaného, ktorý sa volal Jyotirmayi.
And she gave me a very different vision.
A ona mi dala úplne inú víziu.
She said, you're not doing this for the parents.
A ona mi povedala, ty toto nerobíš kvôli tým rodičom.
She said, it may facilitate the parents.
A možno to pomôže rodičom.
But that is not your concern.
Ale to teba nemusí zaujímať.
If the parents do service or they go to sleep, it doesn't matter to you.
Či tí rodičia robia službu alebo si idú láhnuť, o to sa nestaraj.
She said that's the temple authority's business.
To je záujem tých chrámových autorít.
But you're doing this to help the children.
Ale ty toto robíš preto, aby si pomohla tým deťom.
You're trying to teach the children something.
A snaží sa tie deti niečo naučiť.
And then everything changed.
Potom sa všetko zmenilo.
And I enjoyed it very, very much.
A ja som si veľmi vychutnávala túto službu.
So, in every society that has monks,
každá spoločnosť má mníchov.
The monks have to live. They have to maintain their place of worship and their monastery.
Musia nejak udržovať miesto, kde uctievajú svoj kláštor.
So generally they're of course receiving some donations.
A vo všeobecnosti získavajú nejaké príspevky.
That's a little difficult in a country like this.
Čo je trošku obťažné v krajine ako je táto.
Because you don't have a natural congregation.
Pretože nemáte prirodzenú kongregáciu.
In countries where there's a lot of Indian people.
Ale krajiny, kde je veľa Indov.
The temples have a natural congregation of people.
A tam chráme majú prirodzenú kongregáciu ľudí.
And that can be a bad thing too, but at least you have a general source of money.
A to môže byť aj zlá vec, ale aspoň máte všeobecný príjem peňazí.
But in a place like this, you have to rely entirely on some kind of business.
Ale na takomto mieste sa musíte úplne celkovo spoľahnúť na nejaké podnikanie.
So say in Christianity, monks had several kinds of traditional businesses that they would do.
Takže napríklad kresťanskí mnísi mali niekoľko tradičných činností, ktoré robili.
They might sell agricultural produce.
Napríklad predávali poľnohospodárske výrobky.
I know of one monastery where they grow their own fruit and make their own jam.
A poznám jeden kláštor, kde sa starajú vlastné stromy a potom robia vlastný jam.
They might sell honey.
A taktiež predávajú vlastný med.
They usually do some simple work and they sell some things.
Väčšinou robia nejakú jednoduchú prácu a predávajú veci.
So Prabhupada had a vision.
Prabhupada tiež mal víziu.
That we could maintain our society through our preaching.
Že by sme mali udržovať našu spoločnosť cez kázanie.
That he could fulfill the order of his guru to print and distribute books.
Aby mohol naplniť príkaz svojho guru, aby vytlačil knihy.
And that this could also maintain our society.
A taktiež toto, že by udržovala našu spoločnosť.
And Prabhupada was very happy with that strategy.
A Prabhupada bol veľmi potešený s touto stratégiou.
But we've seen in the history of ISKCON.
Ale v dejinách ISKCONu sme videli.
That if people think of distribution of books as simply a way of maintaining their centers.
A že ľudia hľadia na distribúciu kníh ako spôsob, ako udržať svoje centrum.
It becomes very hard to keep up one's enthusiasm.
A potom je to veľmi náročné udržať niekoho nadšenie.
Just like I could not keep up my enthusiasm when I was taking care of the children just so the mothers could do something else.
Taktiež ja som si nemohla svoje nadšenie udržať, keď som videla, že robím túto službu preto, aby matky mohli robiť niečo iné.
One needs to have a real vision for what one is doing.
A potrebujeme mať skutočnú víziu v tom, čo robíme.
We living beings have a great inner need.
Živé bytosti majú veľkú vnútornú potrebu.
To find meaning and value in what we are doing.
Aby sme našli zmysel a hodnotu toho, čo robíme.
So it's a good idea to really solidify and clarify what is your vision.
Je to veľmi dobrý nápad si ujasniť, čo je naša vízia.
Where are we going?
Kam ideme?
What do we hope to accomplish?
A čo by sme chceli dosiahnuť?
Why are we doing what we're doing?
Prečo robíme to, čo robíme?
Not just to build a temple.
Nie preto, aby sme len vystavali chrám.
But why do we have it?
Ale na čo ho budeme mať?
And not just to make people Krishna conscious.
A nie len preto, že aby sme ľudí spravili Krishna vedomým.
But to really have some thought.
Ale aby sme mali nejakú myšlienku za tým.
In this way, people can be satisfied over the long term.
A takýmto spôsobom ľudia môžu byť dlhodobo uspokojení.
People will feel very fulfilled.
Ľudia sa budú cítiť naplnené.
So to go back to why I was talking about vision.
Takže vrátime sa k tomu, že som rozprávala o vizi.
So the soul has this general desire to enjoy.
Duša má všeobecnú túžbu užívať si.
And this needs to be focused.
A musí byť zameraná.
So that focus is the vision of the soul.
A toto ohnisko, to je tá vízia duše.
Which is called pasyanti.
Ktorá sa nazýva pasyanti.
So there becomes, after this original paravak of the soul,
potom sa stane ako originálny paravak tej duše.
We go to the level of pasyantivak.
Potom prejdeme na úroveň pasyantivak.
I want to enjoy like this.
Chcem si takýmto spôsobom užívať.
One gets a vision of how one wants to enjoy.
Dostávame víziu, ako si chceme užívať.
This, the paravak is working on the spiritual energy.
A tento paravak pracuje vďaka duchovnej energii.
Pasyantivak is working on the energy of desire.
Pasyantivak pracuje s energiou túžby.
It's called ichashakti.
A tá sa nazýva Ichi Shakti.
Now there are materialistic people who take advantage of this.
A existujú materialisti, ktorí toto vedia využiť.
There are all kinds of new age groups.
Sú rôzne skupiny new age
who use this principle,
ktorí používajú tento princíp
of working with pasyantivak.
A pracovanie s pasyantivak.
And they get a vision of where they want to be.
A oni si vytvoria víziu, kam sa chcú dostať.
You've heard of these things.
Počuli ste už tieto veci?
They envision themselves as being wealthy.
Oni si predstavujú, že sú bohatí.
They envision themselves as being healthy.
A predstavujú si, že sú zdraví.
They envision themselves finding the perfect romance.
Predstavujú si, že prežívajú dokonalé romány.
And they put all of their ichashakti into that vision.
A oni všetku svoju ichashakti vložia do tejto vízie.
Ichashakti is the very powerful creative force.
A ichashakti je veľmi, veľmi mocná, tvorivá sila.
And they find that if they really focus this vision,
a oni zistia, že keď skutočne sa sústredia na túto víziu,
that they end up getting what they want.
Tak nakoniec dostanú to, čo chcú.
And they'll say, you just concentrate on this vision and this desire.
A oni povedia, sústreď sa na túto víziu, na túto túžbu.
And then you don't know how or when, but these things will come.
A potom neviete ako a kedy, ale tieto veci prídu.
Have you heard this?
Počuli ste už o tom?
Yes.
It's true.
Je to pravda.
Now how does that work?
Ako to funguje?
For a materialistic person.
Pre materialistov.
So Krishna hears these desires of the soul.
A Krishna, on vypočuje túžby duše.
And then he will guide you as to how to get that desire.
A potom on ťa vedie, ako si naplniť túto túžbu.
Now, there's a few things that the New Age people don't understand.
Je pár vecí, ktoré ľudia z New Age nechápu.
First of all, it may not happen in one life.
A jedna z vecí je, že sa to nemusí stať v tomto živote.
Because you may not have the karmic bank balance in this life.
Pretože nemusíte mať to karmické pozadie na to, aby ste to mohli.
So if you have an intense desire for, you know, 10 million euros.
Takže ak máte veľkú túžbu, že chcete mať 10 miliónov euro.
But you don't have the good karma for 10 million euros.
Ale nemáte dobrú karmu na 10 miliónov euro.
And you cannot accumulate that good karma in this life.
A taktiež nie si schopný v tomto živote nazbierať toľko dobrej karmy.
Then it may be another life.
Tak možno v ďalšom živote.
There are many stories like that in the Shastra.
A v Shastrách je veľa príbehov o tomto.
And that happened to Draupadi.
To sa stalo aj Draupadi.
She said, I want a husband, 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 5 times.
Povedala, chcem manžela, chcem manžela, chcem manžela, chcem manžela, chcem manžela, 5 krát.
And Lord Shiva came, he said, next life.
Pán Shiva prišiel a povedal, v budúcom živote.
And then he'll get 5.
A potom hneď dostal 5.
The other thing the New Age people don't understand.
Ďalšia vec, ktorej ľudia z New Age nerozumejú,
is that you also have to earn the right to get your desires fulfilled.
Je taktiež, že musíte získať právo, aby vaše túžby boli naplnené.
So if you already have the good karma,
takže ak už máte tú dobrú karmu,
when you have an intense vision and desire,
a máte intenzívnu víziu a túžbu,
then the demigods will arrange to take a withdrawal from your karmic account and give you what you want.
Tak polobohovia zariadia, že zoberú tú časť z vášho účtu dobrej karmy a zariadia to, čo chcete.
And if you don't already have the good karma,
ale ak nemáte dobrú karmu,
then they will arrange for you to be engaged in the activities which will allow you to earn the karma to get your desire.
Tak oni vás zamestnajú v činnostiach, ktoré vám dopomôžu získať túto dobrú karmu, aby ste získali to, čo po čom túžite.
It's a fact. Krishna is called Eko Bahunam Yovidadati Kaman. It means he who fulfills everyone's desire.
A Krishna je nazývaný ako ten, kto naplní túžby.
But you also have to have the cash.
Ale tiež musíte mať cash.
So if you go to the shopkeeper and you say, I really want to buy that television.
Takže ak pôjdete k obchodníkovi a poviete mu, ja si veľmi chcem kúpiť tú telku.
You also have to show the cash.
Taktiež mu musíte ukázať svoj cash.
An intense desire is not enough by itself.
A vaša silná túžba vám to nezariadi, nie je to dosť.
Or we could say that if you really desire it intensely,
ale môžem povedať, ak naozaj potom veľmi túžite,
then you will earn the cash.
Tak zarobíte ten cash.
But anyway, this ichashakti is very powerful.
A táto ichashakti je veľmi mocná.
This is the energy of desire, of vision.
Je to energia a túžby, vízie.
And it existed on the level of pasyantivak.
A existuje na úrovni pasyantivak.
Actually, even devotees are using this in Krishna's service.
Dokonca aj oddaní toto zamestnávajú v službe Krishnovi.
When Prabhupada came to America, he said, I have so many temples, but they are separated by time.
A keď Prabhupada prišiel do Ameriky, povedal, ja mám už toľko chrámov, ale delí ma od nich iba čas.
He already had a vision of his success.
On už mal víziu svojho úspechu.
So the conditioned soul is getting a vision of some material success.
A podmienená duša získava víziu hmotného úspechu.
Okay, but a vision isn't enough.
Ale tá vízia nie je všetko, čo potrebujeme.
Then you have to make some strategies.
Potom musíte pripraviť aj nejaké stratégie.
How to achieve your vision.
Ako získať svoju víziu.
Right? In management we call this strategic planning.
A v manažmente to nazývame strategické plánovanie.
Okay, this is where we want to go.
Toto je tam, kam chceme ísť.
This is our plan to get there.
A toto je náš plán, ako sa tam dostaneme.
So this is done on the level of Majjhimavak.
A toto sa deje na úrovni Majjhimavak.
And we are all very familiar with this Majjhimavak.
A my všetci veľmi dobre poznáme tento Majjhimavak.
There's a little voice that goes in our head all the time.
Malý hlasok neustále nám prechádza hlavou.
Maybe for some of you it changes language sometimes.
Možno niektorým z vás menia jazyky.
For mine it only talks in English.
V mojej hlave to hovorí len anglicky.
This is the Gyana Shakti.
A toto je Gyana Shakti.
This is the energy of knowledge.
Toto je energia poznania.
So I want to enjoy.
Chcem si užívať.
Okay, I'm going to want to enjoy as a doctor.
Chcem si užívať ako lekár.
Then I have to go to one medical school.
Takže musím ísť do na lekársku univerzitu.
No parties.
Žiadne party.
Study hard.
Musím ťažko študovať.
And then it has to come out on the gross platform.
A potom sa to musí prejaviť na tej hrubej úrovni.
Vaikarivak. So we have our vision.
Takže máme svoju víziu.
We're thinking our plans.
Rozmýšľame nad našimi plánmi.
Then we talk about it.
A potom o nich rozprávame.
All right, let's get this property.
Hey, a kúpme tento majetok, toto vlastníctvo.
Let's earn this money.
Zarobme tieto peniaze.
Let's distribute this many books.
A distribujeme toľkoto kníh.
We talk about it.
Rozprávame o tom.
That's called Kriya Shakti.
A to sa nazýva Kriya Shakti.
Or the energy of work.
Alebo energia práce.
Right? If you want to really get somebody to do something,
ak naozaj chcete, aby niekto niečo spravil,
you yell at them.
Tak na nich kričíte.
Get me some water!
Dajte mi nejakú vodu.
Right? Oh, okay.
Áno.
So it is a level of speech that sets gross action into being.
Takže na úrovni tej reči to vyprovokuje v tej živej bytosti činnosť.
You were a little over-enthusiastic with how many people would come.
Takže boli sme trošku, mali sme také väčšie nadšenie, pretože myslím si, že príde viac ľudí.
So in this way we are acting as little brahmas.
Takže v tejto veci sme jednali ako malí brahmovia.
So the creation is happening on a huge cosmic scale.
Tvorenie sa deje na vo veľkej kozmickej oblasti.
With the sound coming from the Supreme Lord.
So zvukom, ktorý prichádza od najvyššieho pána.
Vibrating through the body of Lord Brahma.
Vibruje cez telo pána Brahmu.
Coming to a grosser and grosser level.
Prichádza na hrubšie a hrubšie úrovne.
And then manifesting everything.
A potom všetko je manifestované.
Then we are a little piece of God.
A potom my sme maličký kúsok Boha.
And we have a little cry.
A máme taký malý nárek.
Which also becomes grosser and grosser.
Ktorý samozrejme taktiež sa stáva hrubším a hrubším.
And manifests in our activities.
A potom sa manifestuje v našich činnostiach.
All right. So we have, first of all, we have the pure soul.
Takže úplne na začiatku máme čistú dušu.
That says, I want to enjoy.
Ktorá hovorí, chcem si užívať.
And then it gets covered by,
a potom sa pokrie,
Material desire.
Hmotnými túžbami.
Vision, material vision.
Hmotnou víziou.
And then it gets covered by the mind.
A potom je pokrytá mysľou.
And then it gets covered by a whole gross body.
Potom je pokrytá celým hrubohmotným telom.
Okay, so the original soul becomes first covered by this general desire.
Takže pôvodná duša sa najskôr pokrie túžbou.
Then the mind planning strategy.
A potom mysel a plánovacia stratégia.
And then finally the body to fulfill that strategy.
A potom nakoniec dostane telo, aby mohlo naplniť túto stratégiu.
A vision without strategy is useless.
A vízia bez stratégie nie je na nič.
Strategy without the ability, without some gross ability to put it into effect is also useless.
Strategia bez schopnosti dať ju do behu je taktiež na nič.
So then we have all these coverings over the soul.
A potom na duši máme všetky tieto pokrytia.
Okay. Now we have reached our destination.
Teraz sme prišli do nášho cieľa.
Now we are saying Rosie, home.
A teraz hovoríme Rosie, domov.
Okay. Would you like to get back?
Chceli by ste ísť naspäť?
Yes. Would you get back?
Takže chceme ísť naspäť.
Okay. So first thing that we do, actually before we go on to this, we're going to look at the next verse in the 11th canto.
Takže prvú vec, ktorú spravíme, je, že sa pozrieme na ďalší verš v 11. speve.
This will also give us some good indication of how to get back.
A toto nám tiež dá dobrý návod, ako sa vrátiť späť.
So right after Krishna says that he is the sound,
tak hneď ako Krishna povedal, že je zvuk,
that has entered into Lord Brahma through the prana,
ktorý vnikol do pána Brahmu cez pránu,
then he speaks this verse.
Tak vysloví tento verš.
When sticks of kindling, which is what kindling is? Kindling is very small wood that you use to light a fire.
Okay.
When sticks of kindling wood are vigorously rubbed together, heat is produced by contact with air, and a spark of fire appears. Once the fire is kindled, ghee is added, and the fire blazes. Similarly, I become manifest in the sound vibration of the Vedas.
Takže keď sa paličky dreva, ktoré sú schopné znietiť sa, keď ich veľmi silne pošúchame, vznikne teplo, s kontaktom so vzduchom vznikne teplo a iskra ohňa sa zjaví. Keď už vytvoríme oheň a pridáme dí a zbočia plamene podobne, taktiež ja sa manifestujem v zvukovej vibrácii ved.
Now I'm also going to read a verse from the 4th, that's from the 11th canto.
Toto je verš 11.
12th chapter, 18th verse.
12. kapitola, 18. verš.
Which is listed on your paper.
Ktorý je uvedený na našom papieri.
Now I'm also going to read from the 4th canto.
Taktiež budeme čítať zo
22nd chapter.
22. kapitola.
26th verse.
26. verš.
Upon becoming fixed in his attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the grace of the spiritual master and by awakening knowledge and detachment, the living entity situated within the heart of the body and covered by the five elements burns up his material surroundings exactly as fire arising from wood burns the wood itself.
Keď sa staneme upriamení na priputanie k najvyššej osobnosti božstva, milosťou duchovného učiteľa a prebudením poznania a odputania, tak potom živá bytosť, ktorá je situovaná v srdci a v tele a je pokrytá piatimi elementami, začne vzplanie spôsobí, že zhoria jeho hmotné priputanosti tak ako oheň, ktorý sa vznieti z dreva a taktiež sám pohltí drevo.
So today we don't light fires like this anymore.
Takže dnes
we don't create fire in this way anymore.
Takže v dnešnej dobe už takto nezakladáme oheň.
We just have a little lighter or a match.
Máme malý zapalovač alebo sirky.
But before they used to rub certain kinds of wood.
Ale predtým šúchali od seba určitý druh dreva.
So first they are rubbing.
Takže najskôr šúchali to drevo.
Krishna says vigorously, with vigor, with energy.
Krishna povedal veľmi rázne, so silou, s energiou.
And first you get a little what?
A potom čo získate?
Spark.
First you get smoke, yes. First you get smoke.
Najskôr získame dym. A potom...
Then, after smoke, is a...
Potom po dyme dostaneme...
Spark.
Iskru.
And then what do you have to do, Krishna says? When you get the spark, you have to...
A potom, fun. Čo hovorí Krishna?
He said specifically what you have to
spark.
Do. Yes, you do. But what does he say? You
blow.
Have to...
Put
ghee. Yes. Yeah. Yes, he said you pour ghee.
A potom Krishna hovorí, keď získate už túto iskru, tak musíte pridať ghee.
Right. And you have to keep rubbing too.
A taktiež stále ešte musíte šúchať do seba.
He says, in the same way, I become manifest in the sound of the Vedas.
A takisto hovorí, a Krishna hovorí, že takým istým spôsobom sa ja manifestujem v zvuku Ved.
Krishna is there. We say Krishna. That is Krishna.
Krishna je tam, keď povieme Krishna, to je Krishna.
However, that may not be manifest to us.
Avšak nemusí byť manifestovaný pred nami.
We may look at this picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Môžeme sa pozrieť na tento obrázok Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
We may see, it's a nice picture.
Môžeme vidieť, je to krásny obraz.
We may feel more satisfaction than looking at an ordinary painting in the museum.
A môžeme cítiť viac uspokojenia, ako keby sme pozerali na obyčajnú malbu v múzeu.
We cannot stare at an ordinary painting in the museum for an hour every day.
A nemôžeme každý deň čumieť na nejakú obyčajnú malbu v múzeu.
But it may look to us still like paint on paper.
Ale stále sa nám môže zdať ako nakreslená na papieri.
Little special.
Trošku je taká špeciálna.
But actually Lord Chaitanya is there.
Ale v skutočnosti pán Chaitanya je tam prítomný.
So he may not be manifest to us.
Možno voči nám nie je manifestovaný.
And Krishna is in the sound of the Vedas.
Tak Krishna je vo zvuku Ved.
But he may not be manifest to us.
Ale on nemusí byť pre nás manifestovaný.
So he says he becomes manifest.
Tak on hovorí, že vtedy sa manifestuje.
In the sound of the Vedas.
Vo zvuku Ved.
In the same way that fire becomes manifest from wood.
Rovnakým spôsobom, ako sa oheň manifestuje z dreva.
It is already in the wood.
Už je prítomné.
And as we read in the fourth canto.
Ale tak ako sme už v štvrtom speve.
When fire comes out of wood.
Tak ako oheň vychádza z dreva.
It ends up burning the very wood that manifested it.
Tak skončí to tým, že oheň spáli celé drevo, ktoré ho manifestoval.
All right. So, we are going back now.
Takže teraz sa vraciame späť.
We start with the Vaikari Vak.
Začali sme s Vaikari Vak.
On the level of Vaikari Vak,
na úrovni Vaikari Vak,
we are chanting the Vedic sounds.
Spievame vedské zvuky.
The soul first said this sound I want to enjoy.
A najskôr duša hovorila a chcem si užívať.
We want to take a spiritual sound.
A tak preto my chceme prijať duchovný zvuk.
I want to serve.
A chceme slúžiť.
Actually serving is a real enjoyment.
A v skutočnosti a slúženie to je naozajský požitok.
But the soul is thinking I want Krishna to enjoy.
Ale duša si má myslieť, ja chcem, aby si Krishna užíval.
That is the real way that the soul enjoys.
A to je ten pravý spôsob, ako si duša môže užívať.
So the pure souls, they are always taking this sound. I want Krishna to enjoy. I want to serve Krishna.
Čisté duše vždy prijmajú tento zvuk a ja chcem, aby Krishna bol spokojený. Ja chcem slúžiť.
So we start taking that sound on the level of Vaikari Vak.
Tak my prijmeme tento zvuk na úrovni Vaikari Vak.
Just on the level of the mouth.
A na úrovni úst.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And while the Vaikari Vak is saying this spiritual sound,
a keď Vaikari Vak hovorí tento duchovný zvuk,
what is happening on the level of Madhyama Vak?
Čo sa deje na úrovni Madhyama Vak?
All kinds of things.
Rôzne veci.
Still the material strategies are going on.
Stále tie hmotné stratégie nám tam pulzujú.
And what is happening on the level of Pasyanti Vak?
A čo sa deje na úrovni pasyantra?
What is the ichha or the desire of the soul?
Kde je ichha, kde je túžba duše?
Lord only knows. Not very nice.
A nie je to veľmi pekné.
Right? So while we are chanting with the Vaikarivak,
takže keď spievame Vaikarivak,
Krishna hears all of the sounds.
Krishna počuje všetky zvuky.
I only hear the Vaikarivak.
Ja počujem iba ten Vaikarivak.
But Krishna hears all of them.
Ale Krishna počuje všetky.
So just like you were recently in Vrindavan. Who here has ever gone to the Vrindavan area in India? Okay. So there is this place where the Vrindavan road meets the Radhakund road.
Takže je tu miesto, kde cesta do Vrindavanu sa stretá s cestou do Radhakundu.
And there's this little girl.
And this is
there's a little girl there.
A je tam malé dievča.
And she comes up to you when you get off of your vehicle.
A ona k vám príde, keď vystúpite z auta.
And she says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
A ona povie, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So what is she saying?
A čo ona hovorí?
She wants money.
She wants money.
A ona chce peniaze.
It doesn't take much intelligence to understand.
A nepotrebujeme na to veľa inteligencie, aby sme to pochopili.
What will happen to her in her next life?
Čo sa jej stane v jej budúcom živote?
She'll get some money.
Yes. She'll probably get a lot of money.
A pravdepodobne získa veľa peniazy.
So she's chanting in the dham and her ichha is I want wealth.
Ona spieva v dáme a jej ichha je chcem bohatstvo.
She's chanting on Vaikarivak.
Ona spieva na úrovni Vaikarivak.
But Madhumavak and Pasyantivak is I want money.
Ale Madhumavak a Pasyantivak je chcem peniaze.
So I don't know if you have this word in your language, but in America we call this lip service.
Neviem, či máte toto slovo aj v slovenčine, ale v Amerike to nazývame ako služba perami, ústami.
Yes, yes, yes.
Áno, áno, áno.
But we don't do anything.
Ale nič nerobíme.
Have any of you read the studied the story of Macbeth by Shakespeare?
Niekto z vás čítal príbeh o Macbethovi, ktorý napísal Shakespeare?
You studied that? So he was a very cruel king.
On bol veľmi krutý kráľ.
Actually, the story has a lot in common with the Nrsimhadeva story.
A tento príbeh má veľa spoločného s príbehom o Nrsimhadevovi.
So this general Macbeth.
A tento generál Macbeth.
He got some benediction from witches.
A on na očarodejníc získal určité požehnania.
They told him, yes, you will be the king.
A oni im povedali, áno, ty budeš kráľ.
They said, you will only be defeated when the forest walks up to your castle door.
A povedali mu, ty budeš porazený iba vtedy, ak les prikráča k dverám tvojho zámku.
So he's thinking, well, the forest never walks.
A on rozmýšľal, ako les nikdy nekráča.
So I will never be defeated.
Takže nikdy ma nikto neporazí.
And they said, you will not be killed by any man who is born from a woman.
A on povedal, teba nezabije žiadny človek, ktorý sa narodil z lona ženy.
And he's thinking, well, every man is born from a woman.
A on rozmýšľal, každý človek sa narodil zo ženy.
So I'm fine.
Takže nemám problém.
So he became a great dictator.
Stal sa z neho veľký diktátor.
He killed the king.
Zabil kráľa.
He killed as many people as he could, actually.
Zabil toľko ľudí, koľko len mohol.
And, you know, he was in a position of power.
A bol v pozícii a mal moc.
So of course everybody hated him.
Takže každý ho neznašal.
And then there was one man, he wasn't able to kill the man, but he killed the man's wife and children.
A bol tam jeden človek, ktorého nebol schopný zabiť, ale zabil jeho manželku a deti.
So of course this neighboring king wasn't very happy about that.
Takže samozrejme ten susedný král veľmi ho to netešilo.
So he brought his armies to march against Macbeth.
Tak priniesol celú svoju armádu, aby putovala proti Macbethovi.
When they came to the forest,
a keď prišli do toho lesa,
for camouflage, they cut off branches of trees.
Aby spravili takú kamufláž, aby sa zakryli, tak odrezali vetvy stromov.
And they held the branches in front of them.
Pred sebou držali tieto vetvy.
And they were marching to the castle.
A putovali smerom k zámku.
So the guard runs up to Macbeth and says, the woods is marching up to your castle.
A ten hliadkár utekal k Macbethovi a hovorí mu, celý ten les kráča smerom k tvojmu zámku.
So then he got a little worried.
A on sa trošku začal obávať.
And then he said, I have many people who follow me.
a povedal, mám veľa ľudí, ktorí ma nasledujú.
But they only have mouth loyalty.
Ale oni majú svoju lojalitu iba na ústach, na pera.
So this is like chanting on the level of Vaikarivak.
A toto je ako spievanie na úrovni Vaikarivak.
So all of his soldiers, they fought for him because they were afraid.
A všetci jeho vojaci za neho bojovali len preto, len zo strachu.
But they only had mouth loyalty.
Ale oni mali len tú lojalitu na perách.
They had no love.
Nemali žiadnu lásku.
Just in case you're curious about the rest of the story.
A teda ak vás zaujíma, ako táto, ako tento príbeh skončil.
So finally he's fighting with Macduff.
Tak nakoniec bojoval s Macbethom.
And he said, I'm not afraid of you.
A povedal, ja sa ti nebojím.
I can't be killed of any man born from a woman.
Ja nemôžem, mňa nemôže zabiť žiadny človek, ktorý sa narodil z lona ženy.
And Macduff says, oh, I was from my mother's womb untimely ripped.
A on povedal, a mňa vytrhli z lona mojej matky.
In other words, the
prečasne.
The mother died.
To znamená, že tá jeho matka zomrela.
When she was pregnant.
Keď bola tehotná.
In those days they didn't do cesarean except for these cases.
A v tej dobe sa nerobil cesársky rez iba na pár dní.
And they cut open her body to take out the baby.
A oni rozrezali jej telo, aby vytiahli to dieťa.
So in that way Macbeth was defeated.
A takým spôsobom bol Macbeth porazený.
But his benediction stayed good.
Ale jeho požehnania zostali neporušené.
Anyway, the chanting on the level of Vaikarivak means just mouth loyalty.
A spievanie na úrovni Vaikarivak znamená tá lojalita len na pera.
It's not worth very much.
Ona nemá veľkú cenu.
But that's how you start.
Ale takto začíname.
And then after a while,
potom po určitej dobe,
as you're chanting,
keď už spievame a spievame,
you think, well, I'm chanting, I might as well pay attention to what I'm chanting.
Tak si povieme, tak spievam, tak mal by som aj dávať pozor, čo spievam.
Maybe I should really try to hear what I'm chanting.
Možno by som sa naozaj mal snažiť načúvať, čo spievam.
And then you start chanting on the level of Majjhimavak.
A potom začnete spievať na úrovni Majjhimavak.
So that it's like while your mouth is chanting, your mind is also chanting.
Takže zároveň, keď vaše ústa spievajú, spieva aj vaša myseľ.
Or we can sometimes say that means you are hearing your chanting.
A keď sa niekedy môžem povedať, keď ju načúvame, tak aj spievame.
Instead of two different tracks, it's on one track.
Namiesto toho, aby sme išli na dvoch rôznych kolejach, ideme na jednej koleji.
Now, after you do that for a while,
keď už toto robíme nejakú dobu,
it starts to affect your desires.
Tak to začne mať vplyv na naše túžby.
And why is that?
Prečo je to tak?
Because it's a spiritual sound.
Pretože je to duchovný zvuk.
You're actually in touch with God. You start being in the presence of God.
Začnete byť v prítomnosti Boha.
And he's very nice.
A on je veľmi milý.
And as you start associating with him,
a keď sa s ním začnete združovať,
you start to really want to serve him.
Tak začnete mať túžbu naozaj mu slúžiť.
And gradually this starts affecting the Ichashakti on the level of Pasyantivak.
A toto začne postupne ovplyvňovať Ichashakti na úrovni Pasyantivak.
And one starts actually wanting to serve Krishna.
A potom začneme v skutočnosti naozaj túžiť slúžiť Krišnovi.
And when that becomes very intensified,
a potom už, keď je to veľmi intenzívne,
then one starts to chant on the level of soul.
Tak začneme spievať na úrovni duše.
The spiritual body awakens.
Tedy sa prebudí duchovné telo.
And actually it is in the spiritual body that one is chanting.
A spievame v duchovnom tele.
So if we're thinking about the rubbing of the wood.
Takže keď začneme tým, že treme o seba drevo.
So on the level of Vaikarivak,
na úrovni Vaikarivak,
one's working very hard.
A veľmi ťažko pracujeme.
You're cleaning the temple.
Umývame chrám.
You're cooking.
Varíme.
You're distributing books.
Rozdávame knihy.
You're working on the gross level.
A pracujeme na hrubohmotnej úrovni.
The mind and the desires are still not quite there.
A myseľ a túžby nie sú tam prítomné.
But you're engaging your gross body in acts of sacrifice, in acts of jagya.
Ale zamestnávame svoje hrubohmotné telo v určitej obeti.
On this level you have maya smaranam.
Na tejto úrovni máme maya smaranam.
Practically all you're thinking about is illusion.
Prakticky všetko, na čo rozmýšľame, je ilúzia.
To be very honest.
Aby som, keď mám byť veľmi úprimná.
Even if you're thinking of things in Krishna's service.
Dokonca, keď rozmýšľate nad vecami v
práci. The motive is not very good.
Tak, the motive is not
good. Motive, the reason.
Ten motiv nie je najlepší.
Of course, someone at this stage, they think their motive is very pure.
A takže tí, čo sú na tejto úrovni, si samozrejme myslia, že ich motív je veľmi čistý.
But it is not so.
Ale nie je to tak.
What's pushing you, your itcha is off.
To, čo vás tlačí, vaša itcha, je vypnuté.
That's expected.
A to aj čakáme, že je to tak.
It's not okay, but it's expected.
Nie je to v poriadku, ale ako rátame s tým.
Generally, the beginner, though, they don't want to see this truth.
Vo všeobecnosti začiatočníci túto pravdu nechcú vidieť.
They want to think, yes, I only desire to serve Krishna.
Chcú si myslieť, áno, ja mám túžbu iba slúžiť Krišnovi.
So at this level of just gross physical activity,
takže na tejto úrovni hrubohmotnej fyzickej aktivity,
what are you getting out of the rubbing?
Čo získavame z toho trenia?
Dým.
You're getting smoke. So mostly it feels like trouble.
Takže sme v ťažkostiach.
Prabhupada said this stage is a hard struggle with determination.
Prabhupada povedal, táto úroveň to je ťažký boj, v ktorom musíme mať odhodlanie.
Many people do not stick out this stage.
A veľa ľudí ani už nevydrží v tomto, na tejto úrovni.
This stage is not deeply spiritually satisfying.
Pretože táto úroveň nás hlboko duchovne neuspokojuje.
Once anarthas start becoming obvious.
A naše anarthy začnú byť viditeľné.
One starts cleaning the dirt from the mirror of the mind.
Začíname čistiť špinu zo zrkadla našej mysle.
And first all you see is dirt.
A prvé, čo všetko vidíme, je iba špina.
The very beginning spiritualists, they don't see any dirt.
Tí úplne najzačiatočníckejší ako praktikujúci duchovnosti nevidia dokonca ani tú špinu.
The room is dark and they think it's already clean.
Pretože tá miestnosť je temná a oni si myslia, že všetko je čisté.
As you start rubbing and rubbing and rubbing and rubbing and rubbing.
Ale keď ťa treme a treme,
there's a little light.
Tak vznikne malé svetielko.
And you start to see how dirty the room really is.
A vtedy začneme vidieť, ako veľmi je tá izba špinavá.
This is a very good sign.
A to je veľmi dobrý náznak.
Do not get discouraged.
A nenechajte sa odradiť.
You want to see the crud. You understand crud?
Crud?
They didn't understand this in Belgium either. All right, crud. Sludge? Gunk? You have any? So how would you explain this? It's like somebody who's working on a car and their hands are full of black grease. Like that.
Je to ako keby sme to opísali, že niekto opravuje auto a celé jeho ruky sú špinavé od čierneho oleja.
It's sticky and it's dark and it's smells bad.
Je to lepkavé, tmavé a zle to voní.
It gets in your fingernails.
Dostane sa to pod vaše nechty.
You see people who work on cars, their hands are always dirty, right?
A vidíte, že ľudia, ktorí opravujú auta, majú neustále špinavé ruky.
All the little cracks of the fingers.
Všetky tie malé trhlinky na prstoch.
So that's gunk.
Gunk.
So you start to see the gunk.
Takže keď už vidíme tento gunk.
You want to see it.
Tak áno, chceme ho vidieť.
Please don't get discouraged.
Prosím, nechajte sa odradiť.
It's a very, very healthy sign.
Je to veľmi zdravý znak.
You have to keep going.
Musíte pokračovať ďalej.
Okay. So then finally, as you're rubbing, you start to get a little what?
Ďalej, tretie, čo
začnete. After all the smoke, you get a little what?
Po všetkom tom dime, čo začnete získavať?
Little spark.
Malé iskry.
Now, there is some ecstasy before that.
Samozrejme, predtým je nejaká extáza.
But it's not really ours.
Ale nie je úplne naša.
It's a reflection.
Je to len odraz.
We're getting some reflection of some great devotee.
Získavame odraz nejakého veľkého odberného.
It's called an abbas. It's a shadow or reflection.
Je to tieň alebo odraz.
Or it may be it just Krishna doesn't want us to get discouraged.
A pretože Krishna nechce, aby sme boli odradení.
Because we're sweating and all we're getting is smoke.
Pretože sa tak potíme a všetko, čo dostaneme, je len dým.
So sometimes he shows us a little idea of where we are going.
Takže niekedy nám ukáže taký ten náznak toho, kam ideme.
But that we're not really there yet.
Ale my sme tam ešte nie.
And that is only a very little idea.
A je to len úplne maličký náznak.
It is like smelling the ocean from very far away.
Je to ako cítenie vône oceánu z veľkej diaľky.
So then when one gets this little spark,
a keď ja už získame túto malú iskru,
then one is at the level, one starts to be at the level of liberation.
Ten začíname byť na úrovni oslobodenia.
To be able to fully hear the name.
Aby sme boli schopní plne počuť meno.
To be fully chanting at Majjhimavak.
Aby sme plne spievali na úrovni Majjhimavak.
One will feel very free.
Potom sa začneme cítiť veľmi slobodný.
And one test is there will be Nam Smarnam. One will always be remembering the name.
Neustále si spomíname na meno, je to úroveň Nam Smarnam.
Sometimes some nonsense will come into the mind.
A niekedy aj nejaké nezmysly začnú prúdiť do našej mysle.
But one will be able to throw it out.
Ale budeme schopní ich vyhodiť.
And one's focus will be on the name.
A budeme sa sústrediť na meno.
Then when chanting comes to the level of Pasyantivak.
Potom keď spievanie prichádza na úroveň Pasyantivak.
Now at this point you've had this spark, right?
A v tomto momente už máme tú iskru. Hej.
And what do you do when you have the spark?
A čo začnete robiť, keď už máte iskru?
Yes. You pour the ghee.
Lejeme tam ghee.
So this, you increase your chanting.
Takže zvyšujeme naše spievanie.
Many devotees at this point, they increase their number of rounds.
A veľa oddaných v tomto bode zvýši počet kôl.
At least at every opportunity they will be chanting.
A aspoň pri najmenšom, pri každej príležitosti budú spievať.
At this point one starts to get a real pleasure in chanting.
A v tomto bode začíname získavať potešenie v spievaní.
Prabhupada said you will think 16 rounds is not enough.
Prabhupada hovorí, začnite si myslieť, že sa skôr nie je dosť.
You will want to chant 16,000 rounds.
Budete si spievať 16,000 kôl.
I just recently met one devotee like this.
A ja som nedávno stretla takéhoto oddaného.
And she told me that one time she chanted 198 rounds in one day.
A ona mi povedala, že raz sa spievala 198 kôl za jeden deň.
That takes about 22-23 hours.
A to trvá takých 22-23 hodín.
She said, I just couldn't stop it.
A povedala, ja som nemohla prestať spievať.
So, at this level, one gets real pleasure from chanting.
A na tejto úrovni získavame skutočné potešenie zo spievania.
And one just at every moment wants to be taken to the name.
Každú chvíľu chceme zamestnať spievanie.
From this constant contact with the name,
s týmto neustálým spojením s menom,
one's desire changes.
Naša túžba sa začne meniť.
One's original spiritual desire starts to awaken.
A naše pôvodné duchovné túžby sa začnú prebudzať.
Then one is chanting at the level of Pasyantivak.
A vtedy spievame na úrovni Pasyantivak.
On this level one sees the form of the holy name.
A na tejto úrovni už vidíme formu, podobu a svätého mena.
That the holy name is Krishna.
Že sväté meno je Krishna.
One fully realizes that.
A my si to plne uvedomujeme.
It is not just something theoretical.
Nie je to niečo teoretické.
I was speaking with one devotee about that a year ago.
A ja som o tomto rozprávala s jedným oddaným asi pred rokom.
And I asked this devotee, how do you chant?
A ja som sa spýtala tohto oddaného, ako spievaš.
And he says, first I focus on that I am a soul.
On mi povedal, najskôr sa sústredím na to, že som duša.
I fully focus on the sound of the name.
Plne sa sústredím na zvuk mena.
And then he said, the holy name in my heart is manifesting Krishna's pastimes.
A potom sväté meno v mojom srdci manifestuje Krishnove zábavy.
So this is seeing the form of the name.
A toto je už videnie podoby mena.
Then as in this stage, one is always remembering Krishna's form and qualities.
Neustále spomíname na Krishnove podoby a vlastnosti.
And at this stage, one's mind doesn't tend to be diverted even accidentally to material things.
A na tejto úrovni naša mysl nie je ani náhodou už odtiahnutá k hmotným myšlienkám.
Rather, if someone talks about something material,
a skôr, ak niekto rozpráva o niečom hmotnom,
one will immediately think of Krishna.
Tak kde začneme rozmýšľať nad Krishnou.
On the lower stages, even when you're thinking about Krishna,
na nižších úrovniach, dokonca keď rozmýšľame nad Krishna,
all of a sudden you're thinking of something material.
Tak z ničoho nič začneme rozmýšľať nad niečím hmotným.
But at this stage, even if someone's talking about politics, then you're thinking of Krishna.
Ale na tejto úrovni, dokonca keď niekto rozpráva o politike, začneme rozmýšľať nad Krishnou.
And then as you're pouring this ghee of this constant meditation and chanting, then there's a blazing fire that burns up the wood itself.
Tak začne šlahať oheň, ktorý sa spáli to drevo.
At that point you are chanting on the level of soul.
A v tomto bode už spievate na úrovni duše.
And at that point you are always absorbed in Krishna's pastimes.
A v tomto bode si ste úplne ponorení do Krišnových zábav.
Okay, so we can do a little exercise here.
Môžeme spraviť malé cvičenie.
These are some exercises. Should I teach you this? I may be spelling something wrong.
Možno niečo zle vyspelujem.
So if you're very picky about that, then.
Takže ak si to viete všimnúť.
Okay, we're going to do a little exercise on the level of Pasyantivak. Pasyantivak has to do with who we think we are.
Pasyantivak má niečo spoločné s tým, že čo si myslíme, že kto sme.
And our vision.
A našou víziou.
Our vision means our goal.
Naša vízia znamená náš cieľ.
So this top verse,
tento verš na vrchu,
is spoken by Advaitacharya.
Vyslovil Advaitacharya.
Now Advaitacharya is Sadashiva.
Advaitacharya is Sadashiva.
Or Mahavishnu.
Alebo Mahavishnu.
He's the one who manifests the material world.
A je ten, ktorý manifestuje hmotný svet.
And the false ego.
A falošné ego.
So he has a good idea of how to switch to real ego.
Tak má veľmi dobré poňatie toho, ako sa prepnúť na to, kam ideme.
So we can compare this to the flow of energy going into the heart.
Takže môžeme to, a toto môžeme prirovnať k prúdu energie, ktorá vstupuje do srdca.
Who do we think we are?
Kto si myslíme, že sme?
So, who do we think we are in this world?
Čo si myslíme, že kto sme v tomto svete?
I'm asking you.
Human beings.
A human being, okay. What else?
Bytosti.
A man or a woman?
Muž alebo žena?
Right? When we are born, our parents notice two things right away.
Keď sa narodíme, naši rodičia si všimnú dve veci.
Are we male or female?
Sme muž alebo žena?
And that we are human.
Že sme ľudia.
So yes, so thinking I'm a human being and I'm male or female, what other self concepts do we have?
Takže myslíme si, som živá, som ľudská bytosť, som
Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, no sannyasi.
Ďalšie koncepty máme, takže napríklad
what else is one thinking?
Graduated.
I'm graduated.
Mám titul.
I'm a student, I graduated.
Super smart.
Super smart. Yes.
Super bystrý.
Super creative.
Super tvorivý.
Artistic.
Mám nadanie na umenie.
I'm a cook.
Boss.
Som kuchár.
I'm a pujari.
Som pujari.
I think I'm a teacher.
Ja si myslím, že som učiteľ.
Right. We think I'm somebody's wife. I'm somebody's husband.
Som
I'm somebody's daughter. I'm somebody's son.
Som niekoho dcera, syn.
I'm Slovakian.
Som Slovak.
I'm Czech.
Som Czech.
Rascal.
Right. I'm a rascal.
Som
Darebak. The biggest rascal.
Biggest rascal.
Darebak.
Yes, you know, there was one devotee who stood up and said, Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything. So instead we want to focus on our real identity. So this top one is the verse from Advaitacharya.
Takže ten na vrchu je verš od Advaita Achary.
Now in Bengali, that's not said Muni, it's said Mui.
A v bengalštine sa to nevyslovuje Muni, ale Mui.
So it says Chaitanyara Mui Dasa.
Tak to hovorí Chaitanyara Mui Dasa.
Chaitanyara Mui Dasa.
Chaitanyara Dasa.
Chaitanyara Dasa.
Chaitanyara Muni Dasa.
Chaitanyara Mui Dasa.
Tanra Dasera Dasa.
Tanra Dasera Dasa.
Tanradasera Dasa means, and I am the servant of his servants.
Tanradasera Dasa znamená som služobník jeho služobníkov.
So this means, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, and I am a servant of his servants.
Takže toto znamená, som služobníkom pána Chaitany, som služobníkom pána Chaitany, som služobníkom pána Chaitany, a som služobníkom jeho služobníkov.
Can we say it in Bengali together?
Môžeme to spolu vysloviť v bengalštine?
Chaitanyara Muni Dasa,
Chaitanyara Dasa, Chaitanyara Muni Dasa, Tanra Dasera Dasa.
So this is a very, very nice meditation. Before you chant your japa, before you start kirtan.
To je veľmi pekná meditácia predtým, ako začnete spievať svoju japu alebo začnete kirtan.
There's a similar mantra that many pujaris say.
Taktiež je podobná mantra, ktorú vyslovujú veľa z pujariov.
I'm not Brahman, I'm not Sudra, I'm not Brahmacharya, I'm not Grihastha, I am just a servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis.
Nie som Brahman, nie som Sudra, nie som Grihastha, som služobníkom, služobníkom gopi.
So this verse and verses like it.
Tento verš a jemu podobné verše.
This is going all the way to the level of Paravak.
Toto všetko je na úrovni Paravak.
Who am I?
Toto som.
Of course, we have our parts to play in this world.
Samozrejme, máme určité úlohy, ktoré máme hrať v tomto svete.
And we are playing those parts for Krishna.
A my tieto úlohy hráme pre Krishnu.
So we should try to play them well.
Takže by sme sa mali snažiť ich dobre hrať.
But we remember that they're parts.
Ale musíme spomínať na to, že sú to len úlohy.
The part we're told to play in the drama.
A je to určitá úloha, kde sme boli povedané, úloha v hre, divadle, ktorá nám bola.
I used to play in the Ramayana.
Ja som hrala v Ramayane.
So I played Shurpanaka.
A ja som hrala Shurpanaku.
And the director had to always tell me, you have to act more like a demon.
A ten režisér mi neustále hovoril, ty musíš sa správať ako démon.
If you don't act like a demon, the play doesn't work.
Ak sa nebudeš správať ako démon, tak to divadlo nebude fungovať.
And nobody's going to be happy that the demons are killed if you don't act like a demon.
A nikto sa nepoteší, že bol zabitý démon, keď nebudeš hrať ako démon.
So whatever part you have to play, play it well.
Takže akúkoľvek úlohu musíte hrať, hrajte ju dobre.
But remember it's a part.
Ale nezabudnite na to, že je to iba úloha.
So this is what's going into the heart.
Takže toto je to, čo vstupuje do srdca.
Our self-concept.
Naše seba poňatie.
Then on the level of pasyantivak.
Na úrovni pasyantivak.
What is our goal?
Čo je náš cieľ?
Generally the things that distract us from our chanting.
Všeobecnosti veci, ktoré nás odťahujú od spievania.
Are either our self-concept or our goal.
Či už je to koncept, kto som, alebo náš cieľ.
I am this, I am that, I have so many things I have to do.
Som toto, som tamto, mám toľko vecí, ktoré musím spraviť.
So many things I want to accomplish.
Toľko vecí, ktoré chcem ešte dosiahnuť.
So this is a refocusing of our goal.
Takže toto je znovu sa sústredenie na náš cieľ.
You could say this is the blood flowing out of the heart.
Môžem povedať, toto je krv, ktorá vyteká zo srdca.
This is a verse spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A tento verš vyslovil Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This was one of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati's favorite verses.
A bol to jeden z najobľúbenejších veršov Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvatiho.
He put it in English rhyme.
A on to zrímoval v angličtine.
So this is also a meditation.
A toto je tiež meditácia.
Dana means wealth.
Dana znamená bohatstvo.
Prema here means love of God.
Prema znamená láska k Bohu.
So prema dana means the wealth of love of God.
Takže prema dana znamená bohatstvo lásky k Bohu.
Now in Bengali you say the V like B.
A v bengalštine V vyslovujeme ako B.
So vina means without.
Takže vina znamená bez.
So if I'm without the wealth of love of God.
Takže ak som bez bohatstva lásky k Bohu.
Now what does artha mean?
Čo znamená artha?
Economic development.
What does artha mean?
Economic development.
Yes. Yes, it means literally goal.
A doslova to znamená cieľ.
It can mean wealth also.
Taktiež môže znamenať bohatstvo.
Or something you want to achieve.
Alebo niečo, čo chcete dosiahnuť.
So when we say dharma, artha, kama, moksha, artha there means economic development.
Takže ono to znamená ekonomický rozvoj.
But it literally means something worthwhile.
Ale doslova to znamená niečo hodnotné.
We talk about getting rid of the anarthas.
Takže hovoríme, že sa máme zbaviť anart.
That means something you don't want, the garbage.
To znamená niečo nechcené, odpad.
Right? Like we have the cans to hold our garbage.
Takže máme smetiaky, v ktorých držíme odpad.
And periodically we have to take that out.
A pravidelne musíme vyťahovať ten odpad.
So viarta also means there's no, it's useless. It's trash.
A viarta znamená, že to nemá význam, že je to iba odpad.
It's something you don't want.
Je to niečo, čo nechceme.
And then I didn't write this very clearly. Where's my?
A toto som ja napísala veľmi jasne.
I'll try to write this again.
Takže to skúsim ešte prepísať.
Okay, daridra. Does anyone know what daridra means? Yes, good. Poor. Prabhupada talks about the saying daridra narayan. That some people who do charity work, they say the poor people, they're like poor gods. They're like daridra narayans. So, and Jivana means life. So, if I don't have the wealth of love of God,
takže ak nemám bohatstvo lásky k Bohu,
I have a useless, poor life.
Mám bezúčelný, chudobný život.
Just like if somebody has no money.
Takže ako napríklad, keď niekto nemá žiadne peniaze.
From a material point of view, their life is useless.
Z hmotného hľadiska jeho život je bezúčelný.
Right?
Je to pravda?
Generally in the world, if you're a success, you have to have some money.
Vo všeobecnosti vo svete, ak chcete byť úspešný, musíte mať nejaké
peniaze. Is that true?
Je to pravda?
Yeah. So if you have no wealth of love, without the wealth of love,
takže bez bohatstva lásky,
my life is useless.
Môj život je bezúčelný.
And poor.
A chudobný.
Then dasa means.
A potom dasa znamená.
Servant.
Dasa kari means please take me as your servant.
A dasa kari znamená prosím príjmi ma svojho služobníka.
Then betanan.
Potom betanan.
Maybe an M. I can't remember if it's a so, betana means salary.
A betana znamená príjem nejaký.
So, usually you pay your servants a salary.
Takže väčšinou svojom služobníkovi zaplatíte plat.
So, if someone comes to the temple and they said, I'd like to be a servant here.
Takže ak niekto príde do chrámu a povie, aby som rád tu slúžil.
I'd like to come and clean the temple.
Keby som rád prišiel, aby som stiel chrám.
And what salary can you pay me?
Aký plat mi môžete zaplatiť?
Right? So, vetana more. More means to me. Salary for me.
Vetana more. More znamená mne, takže plat pre mňa.
Deha means give.
Deha znamená dať.
I know in Sanskrit it means body, but in Bengali it means give.
Viem, že v sanskrite to znamená telo, ale v bengalštine to znamená dať.
The wealth of love.
Bohatstvo lásky.
Which Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada translate as ecstatic love for God.
A toto Bhaktisiddhanta a Srila Prabhupada preložili ako extatická láska k Bohu.
Bhaktisiddhanta writes it Please give me ecstasy as my pay.
A Bhakti Siddhanta napíše, prosím, daj mi extázu ako môj plat.
So this is our goal.
Toto je náš cieľ.
This is our vision.
Toto je naša vízia.
So let's say this together.
Takže povedzme to spolu.
Prema dana vina vyarta daridra jivana dasa kari vetana more deha prema dana. So this is another nice meditation. That again, whenever you find that you are distracted in your chanting, you remember, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. And my goal is prema. I want to be a servant with ecstasy as my pay.
Chcem byť služobníkom, a ktorý dostáva zaplatené extázou.
And this way we will help to focus the vision.
A takýmto spôsobom si pomôžeme, ako sústrediť sa na tú víziu.
Do you write the Hare Krishna mantra with some strange letters?
No.
Do you use any kind of weird marks or anything?
No.
K-R-S-N-A or K-R-I-S-H-N-A? How do you write it?
K-R-S-N-A.
With the three dots. So you write it like the Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Just saw in Croatia, they put a little thing on it.
I som práve videla v Chorvátsku, že oni tam dávali mekčenia.
And in Russia, looks like they're writing something really strange.
A v Rusku to vyzerá, že píšu niečo fakt cudzie.
Because they use a lot of the same letters, but they have different sounds.
Pretože použijú veľmi podobných písmen, ale inak zniejú.
Right? You think, oh, that's a R, and it's actually an N or something. Let's say these two verses again.
Chaitanyera mui dasa, Chaitanyera dasa, Chaitanyera mui dasa, Tamra dasa dasa, Prema dana vina vyata daridra jivana, Dasa kali vetana more deha prema dhana.
I'd like us to remember a time when we really felt I want to love Krishna. Sometime when we just thought, yes, I really, really want to love Krishna.
Niekedy, keď sme naozaj mysleli, a skutočne chcem milovať Krishnu.
And please remember that time.
A prosím, spomeňte si na túto dobu.
Actually, don't just remember it.
A nie iba, že si na ňu spomeniete.
See if you can go back in your memory to that time.
Skúsi sa vrátiť do tejto spomienky v tejto dobe.
Maybe it was this afternoon or this morning.
Možno to bolo dnes ráno alebo po obede.
Maybe it was a week ago.
Možno to bolo pred týždňom.
Maybe it was years ago.
Možno to bolo pred rokmi.
Sometime when you had overwhelming desire, I really, really want to love Krishna.
Niekedy, keď ste mali také zaplavujúcu túžbu a skutočne chcem milovať Krishnu.
And if you never had such a desire,
a keď ste nikdy nemali takúto túžbu,
then at least go to a time when you were tired of material life.
Tak sa aspoň vráťte do doby, keď ste boli unavení z hmotného života.
When you felt, I am finished with material life.
Keď ste sa cítili, som už hotový z hmotného života.
It's stupid, it's useless, it's boring.
A je hlúpy, je bezúčelný, je nudný.
No, not listening to me. I don't want you to listen to me right now.
Vy ma dobre nepočúvate. Ja chcem, aby ste teraz ma dobre počúvali.
Go back in your memory.
Vráť sa v svojich spomienkach.
Remember that time you felt that way.
Spomeňte si na ten čas, keď ste sa tak cítili.
Go back as if you're seeing it again through your own eyes.
Vráť sa, ako keby si to znova videl svojimi vlastnými očami.
As if you're again experiencing those feelings.
A znova zažívaš tie pocity?
Yes, I really want to love Krishna.
Áno, skutočne chcem milovať Krishnu.
Maybe it was in a wonderful kirtan.
Možno to bol úžasný kirtan.
Maybe you were doing some service.
Možno ste robili nejakú službu.
Maybe you were reading something in a purport.
Možno ste niečo si prečítali vo význame.
Go back to when you were doing that thing.
Vráti sa k tomu, ako si to robili.
You actually feel it in your body.
Precítite to v svojom tele.
That strong desire, I really want to love Krishna.
Tá silná túžba, skutočne chcem milovať Krishnu.
Or at least I'm tired of material life.
Alebo pri najmenšom som unavený z hmotného života.
Now hold that feeling.
A udrž si ten pocit.
Now I'd like us just to chant in our mind.
A teraz chcem, aby sme iba spievali svoje mysli.
I'll chant out loud.
Ja budem nahlas spievať.
But you please just chant in your mind.
Ale vy prosím, spievajte iba v svojej mysli.
No sound.
Bez zvuku.
If you like, you can look at the mantra on the board.
Ak chcete, môžete sa pozerať na tú mantru, ktorá je na nástenke.
But hold that feeling.
Ale udržte si ten pocit.
We'll go through the mantra two times.
A dvakrát prejdeme mantrou.
And say the mantra in your mind completely.
A kompletne povedz sa mantru v svojej mysli.
With full focus. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Who was able to focus for both the mantras?
Kto bol schopný sa koncentrovať na obidve mantry?
Who could focus for both the mantras? Let's try it one more time, just in the mind.
And
keeping that feeling, that desire.
Udržíme si ten pocit, tá tú túžbu.
Just in the mind.
Iba v mysli.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, now we're going to chant out loud.
Teraz budeme spievať na hlas.
Keep that feeling.
Udržte si ten pocit.
Have your chanting be going on with your mouth, your mind and your heart.
Keď budeš spievať, tak pokračujeme s ústami, mysľou a srdcom.
We can chant out loud together.
Môžeme nahlas všetci spolu spievať.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.
Veľmi pekne vám ďakujem.
It was now 8 o'clock at night.
Takže už je 8 hodín večer.
Take just a few questions.
Takže pár otázok. Že ja proste sa mi pochopila moc to, ale proste, že keď vysvetloval o tom zvuku, že ak to išlo v Brahmovi, že potom ako on vyslovil ten hrubohmotný zvuk a že ako bol Brahmovi slovať hrubohmotný zvuk, keď bol jeden.
Maybe I did not understand it well. I did not understand that part when the sound was going through the chakras of Brahma, and so when he uttered the sound, that it was gross. I don't understand how Brahma could utter a gross sound.
What other kind of sound is he going to utter?
Aký iný zvuk by on mal vysloviť?
Because he's this salopathy from intelligence. From it, at least from my point of view, from his level, his sound was gross, but actually from our level, his sound was sound.
That's okay.
No, že jak mohol, proste keď on mal ako telo z inteligencie, tak jak mohol mať ako hrubohmotný zvuk. A že on, ja som hovorila, že ja to vidím tak, že keď on mal ako hrubohmotné telo, tak ten jeho zvuk z jeho úrovně bol hrubohmotný a z našej úrovni to bolo nevhodné.
Yes, that's very good. You've answered your own question.
It's
just like from our perspective, Lord Brahma is not suffering, but from the perspective of the spiritual world, he is suffering. I mean, Lord Brahma's gross sound creates the world.
Hrubohmotné zvuky pána Brahmu tvoria svet.
Ja som sa chcel spýtať, že či vlastne máme ako, jak je to spievanie, hej, a spievaš potom ešte aj v mysli a potom, že to mení vlastne tú túžbu, alebo najprv začneme, že sa snažíme zmeniť túžbu a to potom vlastne mení to spievanie.
I would like to ask, when we chant and then it will change our desire, or we should try to change our desire and then it will change our chanting?
Both.
Obidve.
It's a question of whether you want to help the process or not.
Je to otázka toho, či chceš tomu procesu pomôcť alebo nie.
So if you don't assist the process, then it was very slow.
Ak nebudeš tomu procesu pomáhať, tak to bude pomalé.
Because chanting just on Vaikari Vak, that is nama parad.
Pretože spievanie iba na Vaikari Vak je nama parad.
On Majjhima Vak is nama bash.
A na
Madhyamavak
je to
Pash. On
Pashyantivak je Shudanam.
And on Paravak is Premnam.
A na Paravak je to Premnam.
So the more you can cooperate with, and the more you can help the process, the faster and easier it will be.
Takže čím viac môžeš spolupracovať a pomôcť tomu procesu, tak tým to bude rýchlejšie a jednoduchšie.
Actually, it's also very dangerous to intentionally stay on the level of Namaparad.
Takže je to veľmi nebezpečné a vedome zostať na úrovni Namapara.
It's expected that we start on the level of Namapara.
Očakáva sa samozrejme to, že začíname na úrovni Namapara.
That's expected.
To je očakávané.
Like we expect that when a child comes to school, they don't know how to read.
Takisto čakáme, že keď dieťa príde do školy, tak nevie ešte čítať.
But in order for a child to learn how to read, they have to participate in the process.
Ale preto, aby sa to dieťa naučilo čítať, tak musí sa zúčastňovať toho procesu.
And if one makes no effort to rid themselves of aparat.
A keď nespravíme žiadne úsilie na to, aby sme sa zbavili týchto aparátov.
It can actually cause problems in your spiritual life.
Tak to v našom duchovnom živote môže spôsobiť problémy.
Like Rupa Goswami says that you can be watering the weeds instead of bhakti.
Tak ako Rupa Goswami hovorí, že môžeme polievať burinu na miesto bhakti.
So if a person intentionally stays on the level of namapara.
Takže ak osoba vedome zostáva na úrovni namapara.
In other words, if they're intentionally inattentive.
Takže ak sú vedome nepozorní.
Even when they know better.
Dokonca aj keď si myslia, že to vedia lepšie.
And even when they're ready to advance.
A dokonca aj keď sú už pripravení spraviť pokrok.
So Jiva Goswami says this leads to four terrible things.
Jiva Goswami hovorí, že nás to vedie k štyrom hrozným veciam.
He said it leads to crookedness.
Hovorí, že to vedie
pokrivenosť.
Faithlessness.
A bezbožnosť, bez viery.
Attachment to things that destroy faith in Krishna.
A pripútanosť k veciam, ktoré ničia vieru ku Krishnovi.
Being slack in the process.
A slack.
Ako zľavuješ v tom procese.
Not careful.
Byť taký nepozorný v procese.
And being proud of devotional advancement and being proud of one's accomplishments.
A byť pyšný na to, čo sme dosiahli v duchovnej službe.
Just like this morning, I was telling you a little bit about myself.
Ako toto ráno som vám hovorila trošku o sebe.
And I was asking you all about yourselves.
A ja som sa vás pýtala, aby ste aj vy mi niečo povedali.
So we were listing some of our accomplishments, some of our external accomplishments.
Takže my sme spomenuli nejaké naše vonkajšie, to, čo sme dosiahli.
But if one is thinking, well, that's proof of my devotional service.
Ale ak si niekto bude myslieť, toto je dôkaz mojej oddanej služby.
That is a symptom of intentional inattentive chanting.
Tak to je symptom vedomého a nepozorného spievania.
A person starts thinking that that means that they're advanced.
a ta osoba si začne myslieť, že je pokročila.
No, I waved so many sticks of incense.
A ja som zamával toľkými paličkami voných tyčiniek.
I distributed so many books.
A som už rozdal toľko kníh.
I've been, you know, temple president at 10 different temples.
Som bol chrámovým prezidentom v 10 rôznych chrámoch.
Kind of like a person has their wall full of certificates.
Tak ako nejaká osoba, ktorá má stenu plnú certifikátov.
Actually, I visited a temple one time.
A ja som navštívila jeden chrám.
Oh, this devotee walked up to me.
Tento oddaný prišiel ku mne.
And started listing all of his accomplishments.
A začal mi vymenovávať všetko, čo dosiahol.
He gave me his whole, you know what a resume is?
Aha.
He gave me his whole resume.
Dal mi celý svoj životopis.
I'm thinking I didn't ask you.
A ja som na tým rozmýšľala, ja som ho to nežiadala.
I guess I still don't understand, why did he do this?
A stále nechápem, prečo to spravil.
And then he said, so what department are you in?
Tak som spýtal, no tak na akom oddelení si ty?
So I'm trying to think, what department am I in?
Tak ja som rozmýšľala, na akom oddelení som?
I said, oh, I'm in the troublemaking department.
A ja som povedala, som na oddelení, kde vytváram problémy.
But I was reminded of this instruction by Jiva Goswami.
A ja som si spomenula na tento pokyn od Jivu Goswamiho.
That one starts equating advancement with some external accomplishment.
Že potom začneme zrovnávať svoj pokrok s niečím, čo sme dosiahli navonok.